How comfortable are you with George Poyer, who I assume is a step in for
the team? He's gotten a lot of reps. With Gip not being here in the off season, that helped. I thought that was helpful. You know, in the times when we rest Witt, so he's gotten a lot of work with the ones. So when he's prides himself on his preparation, when he's focused, dialed in, that he does a good job for. So I'm expecting him to in the role that we have for him to play well. I'm going to talk to Joe tomorrow and just see what he wants to, how he wants to handle it. This seems to, he's a week away from it, so I don't know if we'll need to go all the way to Sunday. We might have a better idea tomorrow, based on how he handled it today. I know he, a couple balls came his way today and he handled them. So we'll see how he feels.
In a week, just pain tolerance or
I would say that's accurate. The healing process, getting maybe more comfortable with what he's wearing on it.
Is there enough? You have Robert Turbin active. Is there enough carries to go around for all three of those guys?
Well, Robert isn't. I don't think he would walk in the first week that he's up, and we would give him a full workload. I mean, that was a significant ankle injury that he had, so that I could see it. Now that could be a potential question down the road when we feel he's 100% and he's immersed in the offense and he knows it. But I've always seen that as a good problem to have. I mean, the way backs are in this league and how hard they run and how hard they get hit. That you have to be able to roll guys in and out, and I just like it, moving forward, just to have a thicker guy in Robert that can maybe be more of a goal line short yardage back along with Crow. Not to say that Duke doesn't do a good job, but just from a physics standpoint. But no, we're looking forward to getting Robert out there.
How do you look this week, Mike? Your first time really seeing him out there in person?
He's looked good. I mean, he most of his reps were on the scout team. Did take some reps with the offense, but most of his reps were on the scout team, and you could see that there was some rust there. Self-admitted, I mean, he said he was a little surprised how sore he was. I guess it would have been Thursday morning, but it was natural. And what we saw him on tape in Seattle, and why we wanted to bring him here is very evident on the field.
Obviously, talked about come on, three onside or offsides, but. Quarter of the way to the season, is he what was advertised for you as far as a defender and his versatility?
Yeah, absolutely. A guy that could kick inside and play nickel. I mean, that's not it's very difficult for somebody that has kind of lived that outside corner world for a long time. It's very different. It's like going from playing tackle to guard or tackle to center. It's very different. He's handled it well, and just what he brings with his – I've said this before. His professionalism, his mentorship for some of the younger guys, that he's been tremendous for us.
Do you think Justin Gilbert's limited success, but the success he had returning kicks, can energize him?
We hope so. It looks to. He's had a good week of practice. He's got a good look about him. I think he might end up being a little frustrated on. On Sunday, I think 20 out of 22 kickoffs have been touchbacks. We're also hoping that there aren't that many kickoffs to hope that they are return balls. But no, it's we're happy for him. I mean, that's that he's put the work in and he's practiced well, and he did get results on the field, and we're hoping that'll energize him too. When the time comes for him to play corner for us, that he'll be just as effective.
Jim O'Neill yesterday a little bit about Danny Shelton. He mentioned he wants him to, pop on film. What exactly would you like to see from him? And also, when you look back to his snaps last week, I know you were in a lot of sub defenses, but only 27 snaps. Obviously, you probably just don't want your number 12 pick out there for only 27 snaps.
Well, it's for what he is for us. I mean, he is more of a base defense defender. And the way that game was, and with the up tempo, that could he have been out there more? Yeah, but that's a tough game for that type of player. you know, we've gone through that in Baltimore way back when, with when we had Helody and Kelly Gregg, and in New York with you know, the Mike DeVito and Sione Boha, get those bigger guys being out there in those nickel groupings. So it's we don't get caught up in the, yeah, he was our 12th pick, but we're not going to overplay him just because of that. But we want him to just keep getting better. I mean, he's doing a nice job for us, especially when he's single blocked. When he gets doubled, he has a tendency sometimes to get his pads up. He knows that he needs to anchor in a little bit better, but that he's shown improvement there. I think he's quickly becoming, I mean, just the anchor in the middle, and that's why we brought him here.
Anything else? Got Solomon to play, and if so, how much will he make your defense better?
Yeah, and what he brings, I think, is something that's been missing. We were looking forward to all offseason, you know, having him as one of our edges, especially on early downs. We'll see how much he can go. We'll have a better sense after today. He got a decent workload today, and see how he feels in the morning. That's something that we had been missing. His energy, his intensity. We talk about it. You know, a guy playing like his hair's on fire. I mean, that's Scott, and I think he's always brought a spark when he's been out there, and that's why we're looking forward to getting him back.
Mike, similar question about Desmond Bryant. He can go, what kind of boost can that give the front seven?
Just to have that a guy that's been a quality starter for us back out there would be a tremendous thing in a week that we need it. And we've stressed it from the beginning that this is a big challenge that our front seven will face all year. I think we know the game plan, that they're going to come out and run the football, and just that atmosphere, that mentality. I've been there. I've been a part of it. You know, they're going to be in all black, and the crowd's going to be rolling, and they're going to want to pound the football, and that's their mentality. And to have Dez out there, I think, will be important, an important part of us trying to defend them.